What is going on, crypto family? So today we've got Evan Vandenberg. He is the director of business development for Wax. That is a mouthful, isn't it? But anyways, he's the director, all right? But today he tells us about their awesome giveaway, the 25,000 Wax tokens that a bunch of people can win, their new dApp and video game. We even do a screen share so you can see exactly how to do it, how to download their wallet, install it, join it, all that kind of cool stuff, how to play the game a little bit. We talk about how Evan got into crypto, how he came to work for Wax, some hidden talents that he has, what he would do with a time machine. It's a really great time. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. So enough rambling. Let's get into this and see why this is so exciting and cool. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got our good buddy, Evan Vandenberg. He is the director of business development for Wax. You know, we've had William on a couple times. People know what Wax is. They can check out the previous videos if you guys want some more background. But he's got a pretty cool announcement today. But before we jump into that, thanks a bunch for being here. Look forward to learning more about you as well as this cool thing you guys are doing today. So thanks for coming on, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me. You know, this is our second discussion, but first one on stream. So yeah, really, really excited to be here.
Awesome, man. So tell us about yourself, man. When did you get into crypto? When did you get bit by the bug? How did you, you know, become part of the director of business development at Wax? All that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a funny story with crypto. I was involved with crypto way before I knew I was involved in crypto. So I actually started a company, had a couple of devs working in Brazil, and everyone wanted to be paid in something called Bitcoin. So at the time, I had read about it vaguely on the internet, wasn't the fondest reviews, but I went to my account and I was like, look, does this work? As long as it works, I'll make them happy and do it, because they're just like, won't let this thing go. And I was like, all right. So started writing a lot of checks in Bitcoin. So we would pay almost half our payroll was just automatic Bitcoin deposits. And I truthfully had no clue that it was running on a blockchain, if you want to, the depths of my naivety. And started with that. And so after I did that for a while, I kind of paid attention to the space. And then realistically, what got me really back into it was the Ethereum launch. And I had a couple of developer buddies and some of the guys I was working with who were like, you got to check this out. And, you know, at first, skeptical, of course. And ultimately, man, it started with me just spending weekends building smart contracts and working with these guys on dApps. And then I was like, all right, I got to make a move. Like, this is consuming, you know, half of my life. And started kind of looking at the whole space and different founders, different teams. And I think I mentioned this on somebody else's podcast. But yeah, I think I emailed William for something like 6-9 months straight, like on a weekly cadence or something. And then
assistance, I love it.
Yeah, I was talking to a handful of other teams, had a few offers, and finally I was like, hey, look, I'm in LA, like, let's grab coffee. So coffee turned into like a 3-hour meeting, and after I met William, it was a pretty easy decision. So yeah, I jumped on Wax over a year and a half ago, and now we're here.
Okay, but you were running your own company, and then just for 6 to 9 months straight, you're just, you know, blasting William saying, yo, what were you asking him? What were you looking for? Were you looking for a job?
Totally. I was like, look, man, I can do this. I can do that. Like, just trust me. Let me in the door. I'll make myself useful. And I wasn't running my own company at that time. At that time, we had sold our company for like, you know, negative dollars. But I was running a product at a different company, and simultaneously was like, I got to make the move. So I ended up leaving and coming down here to Wax.
Awesome, man. What's some of the struggles you guys have seen, you know, over the past year and a half you guys have been with Wax? Because, you know, obviously blockchain is, you know, maybe people have heard of it. People really aren't using it. You know, what's some of the biggest hurdles and struggles you guys have seen so far, you know, as you've been with Wax?
Yeah, and I'll try to focus this more on like things pertinent to what we do specifically, right? Because we can all talk about the woes of certain parts of crypto with regulation and other things. But, you know, for us, it really was a usability problem. I think the core problem with blockchain is that it was, you know, probably and was built by developers and made for developers. And we kind of built this whole private key system, and it's safe and it's secure to some extent, right? But there is no way I can get my, you know, little cousins to come, you know, try a game that's, you know, runs on Wax or do all these different things. And I think the real problem, and at least one of the real problems, is onboarding experience and making it as easy as it is to go play a dApp in the app store, right? So we've been really focused on how do we do that. And one of our big motivations for doing that is, you know, we've run, you know, our founders have run opskins.com, which was, you know, has been historically the largest peer-to-peer game item trading site in the world, CSGO skins, PUBG, all of that. And so we knew kind of what the pain points were for people and what they wanted in terms of digital item trading. And one of the things we had to get over was that hump. And that's part of what we're releasing today is how do you get a new person on? I think there's another discussion to talk to you about at some other point about fiat on-ramp. And you know, you guys at Monarch are doing a good job thinking that through. And it's a huge pain point because having to send somebody to an exchange, get verified, send coins to this wallet, you know, especially with like Scatter specifically, you know, it's very tough, right? And you can't get the normal average everyday user to do that.
Yeah, no, it's difficult for sure. That's one of the things that, you know, William and I have talked about a couple times. It was making things easier for people to use. And it looks like you guys have done that with, you know, Prospector, this new game, as well as your guys' cloud wallet. So the cloud wallet, I think we're going to do kind of a screen share here and show people how they can set that up. So that way they can actually use it with the game and other things as well. But one of the things they also have to know too is this is going to be, you know, not a decentralized wallet, right? So this is going to be something that's, you know, on the cloud that's, you're going to be using social media, things like that to log into. So it's a cool user experience, but they don't own the keys to it. So that is one thing we need to be clear about though, right?
Yep. No, that's totally true. And we're here to be transparent, right? For us, this is a gateway for people to get experience, to come immediately play. And then ultimately, right, if you're going to have lots of value, I'm the biggest believer in get a hardware wallet, you know? Or get a really good solution, you know, depending on your lens. But yes, thanks for that clarification.
Sure. Cool, man. Well, let's just dive in and kind of show these guys and gals what you all have going on. So, all right, so I got the screen all loaded up here. You're going to show us how to create a cloud wallet, as well as how to, you know, basically start playing Prospectors, but obviously not, you know, play a full game. Otherwise, we'll probably be here for a few hours, right, or weeks, depending on how addictive this thing is. And I guess it's already like the number one, or yesterday was like the number one dApp. So congratulations. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the team, so.
Very cool, man. Well, walk us through it. So what do we do here? So say we want to set up a cloud wallet so we can start playing games or doing skins or any of that kind of stuff. What do we do?
Yeah, so this would be like a first-time user experience. Somebody who's never, ever owned anything in crypto comes to this page. You agree to terms and services. So go ahead, click that. Log in with all access. And, you know, you can click show more just to see kind of what options we have. I think there's 12 or something supported. But yeah, I mean, we got Kakao Talk for, you know, different demographics. We have Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, Google, kind of the standard ones. And then of course you can always do email and password as well. Go ahead. Yeah. If you got Gmail, click there.
Well, who actually ever does that?
I'll be silent on that. So.
All right. So see, wants to be able to warning. All right. So you're going to know my full name, email, user ID, Steam ID, see subscription details and other user profile details and settings. All right. So this will enable a third party to spend money in your OpSkins account. Make sure that you trust this website. So this is the correct website.
This is.
All right. So I'm going to trust you guys. So now looks like I created a wallet, huh?
Log in with that wallet.
So I'll do this in the future so that way I don't have to go through this again, right?
Yeah, and after this, it'll just automatically log in.
All right. And with this wallet here, what can I actually do with it? What can it hold?
So it can hold any Wax-based NFT or token. So that'll be Wax tokens, obviously. And then any NFT you have, and also any sort of Wax native token. So this would be like on Ethereum, and ERC-20 would be an Ethereum native token, right? So fungible and non-fungible assets will be held in this wallet. We'll have an app store and other things built into that wallet shortly. So this is really, you know, kind of Rev 1. Do you click login?
All right. And what's this private key thing here?
Oh, these are other wallets, other ways to play if you don't want to use the Wax wallet.
Gotcha. All right. So let's log into Prospectors. Boom. All right.
And you're in. So is that simple?
What's the basic premise of this game?
Yeah. So the premise of the game is a very analogous to kind of crypto, right? Or at least the crypto work, proof of work concept. And you're mining for gold, PGL, and gold can be transferred into the native token PGL. And you have these workers. You can ultimately build out kind of this whole empire of resource kind of, we'll put it like workers and houses and factories and all sorts of different things for increasing your mining productivity. So you can actually mine more per day and you earn that token as you play. And if you actually click on that Wax, little gold Wax coin up in the top. So this is actually the Wax challenge. If you click more info, we got a little landing page kind of explains. So yeah, anybody, if you know, who's watching, if you want to play, you will guarantee it. If you go in and you complete the three easy tasks in the game, you can win up to 25,000 wax into your account. Very least you get is something like 20 or 40. But everybody's going to get at least some, with some pretty large winners. I know there's, you know, 25, 20, 10. So there's some pretty large prizes.
Who doesn't want free crypto? Yeah, right? Yeah. So is there any purchase necessary or anything like that? Or can people just do this for free?
And that's one of the things I wanted to highlight with the Wax, with the wallet, and kind of how we built this is we stake on behalf of the users with the Wax Cloud Wallet. So you've got enough RAM, CPU, and resources to do like 600 transactions every 3 days. So about 200 transactions per day, more than enough to be a power user of Prospectors and pretty much any other DApp. So you can click Start Challenge, or you can play the tutorial. We built both, or they built both. This will just bring you back to your gameplay.
Boom.
And there's the three tasks. You just got to do one of each. So you can move your guy to another plot, which is probably the easiest. So yeah, click on one of there, and then you go to one of your workers, the little right tab, and you do the running man, and you confirm. And this game is actually time-based, right? So everything does take some amount of time. It's very quick to do. But part of the gimmick, not gimmick, but the mechanic of the game is actually that you come back and you keep building. Very similar to like a Farmville, but with actual money being earned. So you've got another plot here where you can go kind of spec things out. You can go mine. Looks like there's some stone there. So you can have your guy go out there once he's there and work. You can buy tools to make things more efficient, but you can get started with just your hands. I don't know how you mine stone with your hands, but for the sake of this, you can. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's really kind of, you know, the gameplay. And I think the one thing that's key in this whole deal is to juxtapose that to what somebody would have done before, right? You see this and it's like, yeah, okay, that's kind of like, you know, it's easy to log in with Gmail, right? Great. That's actually very, very big step for this industry. You know, if you look at playing this game on EOS, right, you've got to, if you're a first time user, you come to the screen, you have to have a Scatter wallet. You got to go to an exchange. You got to go buy EOS. You got to send it to your exchange, or from your exchange to your Scatter wallet. You got to send a memo to make accounts or whatever the name is. And then you have a wallet with an account set up and you can then go play. And with the congestion issues recently on EOS, right, even then, you know, you probably couldn't do much in the game because you'd run out of funds. And we tried to eliminate a lot of those pain points, and hopefully all of those particular pain points, with the solution. So this is really the first kind of go to market. We got the wallet. We've got a really good DApp that's implemented it. And yeah, we're really excited to see how things go. Things been live for a little over 4 hours, and we're just about 1,000 unique users, which, you know, if we keep that pace up, it'll be the top DApp in the world for the day.
That's pretty
incredible. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, right? But, you know, in the world we live in, that's a lot.
Yeah, for sure. For blockchain, I mean, we're talking about the 1% of the 1%, you know, that's in the space that's going to be doing this, right? So, yeah, if this was outside of crypto, I would imagine that, you know, people were getting free money, that they would probably flock to this in droves. But it's pretty incredible what you guys are doing to simplify the process to where now you can log in, you know, with your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google, whatever, your Twitch, it doesn't matter. So bypassing those pain points, all that friction that you see. And then also, like you were talking about with EOS, damn, their CPU cost, I think, with EOS went up like 100,000% just trying to utilize the network, right? So
yeah,
that is definitely not sustainable. So it's cool that you guys are taking these steps, man. So for people that want to do this, what is the website that they go to? I'll make sure that, you know, we also post that.
Yeah, so you can do wax.prospectors.io. For more details about the giveaway, I can send you the link for that. It's a little bit longer, so I'll just send it to you in chat. But yeah, it's really that simple. Go to wax.prospectors.io. You get started. As soon as you complete those actions, you're basically getting a spin of the wheel, and you're going to get some amount of wax. And hopefully, you know, one of your guys gets the 25,000. If they do, tweet it out. We'll give you a shout out and promote you.
Excellent. You hear that, guys? You hear that, gals? So more about you, Evan. So what's, you got any hidden talents or skills? Maybe, you know, you're some professional gamer that makes millions of bucks on the weekend or anything like that. Or, you know, maybe, you do any drag racing?
You know what, man? I wish I was that good at video games. I actually just bought a PS4 about 2 weeks ago, started playing Call of Duty. And let me remind you, I am so far from even average that it would be hard to claim that as a skill.
You're that good?
Yeah, that good. The kill to death ratio is real, real bad. Skills and talents, man. You know, I don't want to sit here and say I've got an Olympic skill set. So, you know, I try to surf a lot. Again, I got more passion than I do talent, but I love it. You know, I live down here in Venice Beach, so I got a good opportunity to get going on that. And yeah,
do they have real waves there? They have real breaks.
You know, I'm from Northern California, and to be honest, man, Santa Cruz to me is by far the best surf spot in California. I'll probably get a lot of hate for that in here, but it's my it's my honest belief, man. Venice sucks for surfing. Let's just be clear. Malibu's great. It just gets crowded. But I think overall, if you look at surfing holistically in California, nothing beats Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I hear you. I think Venice is mostly known for its Muscle Beach, right? So people walking around there without their shirts on, holding their surfboards.
Dude, world class people watching. I mean, I live right near the boardwalk, and I just go out there, put my headphones in, just wash. So seen some wild stuff over the last couple of years.
I bet. What's your favorite movie?
God, you are tough here, dude.
It's easy, man.
Special talents. Favorite movie, man. I'm a big Shawshank Redemption fan. Shawshank. I really am. You know, if you look all time, it's got a special place for me. Big documentary guy, too.
Favorite documentary.
Recent documentary. You know what's been a reasonably good series? I don't always agree with the content or care about the content, but that Explained documentary series on Netflix right now, it's a nice like 15-minute, you know, gives you some decent information. They even did one on crypto, I believe. And it was relatively salient. So that one, you know, when it pops up, I usually watch that. If it's there, it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, it's decent content.
Is it kind of like the TV series, like how it's made or how they do it, something like that?
Yeah, like which is much better production quality, you know, Netflix budget. So, you know, they're able to do some nice things. I think it's who is it that's the host? Well, anyways.
They'll find it. Cool. Last question for you, man. So if you had a time machine, same one I asked William. Ooh. So pretty funny. You have to see his answer. But so you have a time machine. You can go forward in time as far as you want or back in time as far as you want, but you have to stay there. When, why, where would you go? All that kind of good stuff.
Man, there's part of me that wants to say the future, but you know what?
I got to
spend the rest of my life. God, that is a great question. Man, I am a huge fan of like the Wild Wild West and kind of that 1840s to 1900. Big fan of a lot of the books and movies from that time frame. You know, kind of like that concept. I think I would probably go back and do something in the West, the United States West, in the mid to late 1800s. You know, by the end of my life, I would have been able to do some stuff on airplanes, maybe if I was in the later 1800s and see some of the world. I mean, I travel a ton, and you know, my dad and my grandfather both. I grew up in Hong Kong, actually, was born there, and we did a lot of traveling. And it's, you know, hearing their stories about how much the world's changed, especially in Asia and in parts of Africa, and just, you know, how like unbelievably pristine it was before. It would just be a cool time for me. So yeah. If I had to invest my life on it, I got some fears about the future. So, you know, I'm not even sure that's guaranteed. So I'm going to go back.
Yeah. Going in the future is always scary because you don't know if you made the right decisions today that may pay out, pay off, or just cripple you in the future. Right. You may just go into oblivion, right? Because you're not even there. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, like walk out of here today and get hit by a bus, you know, not to be morbid, but you know,
you fast forward right to your tombstone. Right. So, which is a great Wild West movie, by the way, but, yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, going back in the Wild West, man, no cell phones, no Netflix, geez, no Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I got this weird fantasy of just living on a horse and riding around and doing my thing, so.
Right on, man. All right, my brother. Well, I'll get this out for you today so that way people can go out there and become prospectors. It's right about that time frame you're talking about. So they can go out there and start mining gold with their hands.
That's right. Very leading question there. All right, man. Hey, I really appreciate it, Robert.
All right, Evan. Take care. God bless.
Hey, welcome back, peeps, and a huge thanks to Wax and to Evan for doing their part in making blockchain more accessible to the masses. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.